Welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. We would like to thank our sponsor, Uncommon Goods, for sponsoring this episode. Let's get to it. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. My name is Melissa, and I am often Juice.
And I am Mel, and I am Gin.
And we are sisters who talk about just some of the things that's going on in our world. This is our first podcast back since the Thanksgiving break. I hope you guys had a wonderful holiday. We're going to talk about ours a little bit by starting off what we call our very first segment, which is Long Story Short, which really should just be called Long Story Long because it'd be long. But we did just celebrate Thanksgiving. And if you are new here, then you may not know that my brother-in-law passed away September 22nd. And what is so not funny, but like I never know a different word, is that this Thanksgiving was the Thanksgiving, the holiday he has been looking forward to the entire year. They, my brother-in-law, and sister-in-law, they all moved into this beautiful home.
Gorgeous.
Oh my God, it's so nice.
Yeah.
And they wanted us all to go there. So since like the beginning, since last year, we knew we were celebrating Thanksgiving with Jay and Tam.
Yes.
This year.
Yep.
So we all went, and it was a little bit. Obviously, it was sad, but it was still, I've been saying this the whole time. I don't know if this is true for you, but with everybody being together, you do have this, I was just telling Cam, it's not that you forget, because you always know Jay is gone, but being together makes it feel normal.
I agree. Yeah.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah. I was telling Greg that I feel filled. Like,
oh yeah,
it was weird in a way that I feel so like filled up because it was so him passing and like it was so depleting and sad and like I just felt exhausted, and this was like exactly what I needed.
Yeah.
And it was good and bad.
Yeah, it was good. Someone said bittersweet, and I definitely dang, they keep saying the sound is bad.
I think it could be the internet. We've also been having issues with
It's probably the Wi-Fi.
It's perfect. What I'm hearing is crystal clear.
Okay. Okay, we're going to keep going. We're thinking it's the Wi-Fi. We might not be able to do it in here. I don't know, y'all. it was so interesting. And then this is the other thing. So Tammy obviously is not like, you know, she's not feeling very holiday spirit right now for good reason. And so she's hosting, but not in like I want to be the host type of way.
Yeah.
And so we all end up cooking there. We're like ordering food. I messed up. I ordered a ton of groceries to my grandfather's address.
In Ohio.
Not Texas. Didn't realize it until like we arrived like a day early, went to Julian's game, and Tam was like, Melissa, your groceries didn't come. And I was like, what you mean? Like, I got confirmation that they arrived to you. Why don't you have them? Went back, realized I didn't order to the right place, so I had to reorder it. And so we're all in the kitchen like piecemealing dinner together.
Yeah.
But it ended up working. Like, all the food was so good. I was so nervous that like we were just gonna be like, I mean, we were together.
Yeah.
Like, I did not think the food was gonna be good.
Well, I have to go. I said before on the last episode that we need to get away. Don't nobody want turkey, and to get rid of the turkey.
You did.
Bishop made some bomb turkey.
He did.
I don't like turkey, and I've never had a good turkey. Bishop, he didn't fry it. What is it called if you put it on the grill? Smoked it?
I think it is smoked.
So that was my first time having smoked turkey, and listen, it was great. So I still don't want it for Christmas. However, I'll take it again for Thanksgiving next year if he makes it. It was good.
Bishop, he takes it so serious.
He does.
Like, he takes this whole, like, smoking, you know, thing. We told him the next time he comes to L.A. that he needs to be on the podcast.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're going to talk about, but like I told him, don't worry about that. Just be in L.A. We'll have you on. Zay did kill the freestyle.
Oh, my gosh. If you haven't seen my Thanksgiving recap, first of all, go watch it on my Instagram. You've got mail, because Isaiah Fredericks
was going off.
All the cousins got together and were doing a freestyle rap battle, first of all, which I'm like, this is so much fun. Like, this is what you should be doing when you have all of your family together. So they're all rapping about nothing. They're not good, right?
No.
Most of them are bad. Isaiah who he was bad.
Yes.
However, he had a bar in there.
Yeah, he did. It was so good.
And then did a dance. It was perfect.
It was so perfect. Good.
I enjoyed it. So it was, I feel like when I think about holidays and family, like those are the moments that, you know, like I think about when we were younger, the moments we had, and now that our kids get to have them, like those are the best.
We had Makaya and India celebrated their first and second birth. Makaya was turning one. Makaya turned one.
Yeah.
India turned two, but we celebrated together during that weekend.
Yeah.
And the original idea, tell them the original
idea.
Okay,
so listen, I go up for birthdays. I love birthdays. I love a good theme, one that you ain't never seen, or like I'm gonna put my little spin on it. So here we are trying to plan their first and second birthday in Texas, and I'm in, of course, California. So the other thing is there's not a lot of good shared birthday themes.
No.
Right?
No.
And so I'm trying to like figure out how can I like tie these in together. So anyway, we come up with Chugga Chugga Choo Choo, Makaya's one and India's two, because I love a good
rhyming thing. Yeah, you grew up churchy. Yeah.
So I come up with that and I find a trackless train.
Yes.
So think about in the mall, they have those trains that go around the mall that the little kids always want to get on. I find one in Houston that will come to your neighborhood and will drive around the neighborhood.
And it wasn't very expensive
and
either.
And it was not expensive,
It was
y'all.
Not very expensive. I want to say like less than $500.
Yeah, it was like $300.
Yeah, it was like $300.
For the whole thing. They bring the little driver. It was going to be so cute. If you're going to do a train-themed birthday, see if you can find one in your area. Because listen, you're going to stunt on all the other little train birthdays. But it rained.
It rained.
And so they canceled because of like insurance, whatever. They won't come because it has to come on a tractor, blah, blah, blah. They canceled it. And so I was so sad that we couldn't do it, but we came through.
Yeah. So we're there. It's raining. We can't do it. So we're trying to pivot. We were going to do a fall festival type theme.
Yeah.
This is the thing. In the stores, they're not in fall. They're in full Christmas season.
Absolutely.
Okay. So Mel and Nick are like, go to the store and get stuff. They send me, mind you. And I'm like, first of all, what am I getting a 1 and a 2-year-old? What are the games that like can other kids can play that's not like Leapfrog, which I ended up getting. Anyways, so I'm like struggling. So I buy like random things. They're not really working. But we had already planned on doing a s'mores
fire pit
situation. Mm-hmm. So I get there. I'm like, y'all, they don't really have nothing. I don't know what we're going to do. My other sister, who's like a freaking creative genius.
Yes.
Okay. Monique is literally really good at this stuff. Okay. All we have is a literal cake box.
Yes. That the cake came in.
Yes. She unfolds it, cuts it up, tapes it together, and then makes a turkey.
Yes.
And then cuts out tails. And we play, the kids play, pin the
feather
on the turkey.
And had a
blast. It was so freaking cute. The kids had a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
We turned on, if you have little kids, you know this from back in the days, Soul Train. I can't remember what it is.
I've actually never heard that.
Really?
No. Until you guys played it. I was like, I don't know what this is.
I used to play this all the time for the kids when they were younger.
Ciao.
It's the little girl, and she goes, chugga, 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 chugga. All aboard the choo-choo train. All aboard the choo-choo train. All aboard the choo-choo train. All aboard, choo-choo. And it's like very like choo-choo soul. Thank you, Nick. It is so freaking cute. So Mel makes like a human train.
Yes. We all get
the kids. We have have their little outfits we bought and sent to Tam's house, and so they go running around the house, tracing around the house as a train. Whatever, they had a good time. They do the pin the feather on the turkey.
Yes,
and then we did s'mores.
Yes,
and it was a freaking great time.
It was a great time.
Like, It was a freaking great, the little original fire pit was, first of all, I bought this little tiny one. I don't know dimensions, but it was on sale for like $60. I was like, this is so freaking great. Yeah, let's send it. It was like this big. It was so little. So we went out to get some pellets because I needed to do it. Yep. I found a bigger one for like $250. So literally the party itself, less the train, was $250.
Yeah.
Because the feather thing was recyclable box. Yes. The running around the house doing the choo-choo train thing was free. Okay. We turned on YouTube. And then I got s'mores stuff. It was probably $275, $25 for the s'more stuff.
Okay, but we also got a balloon arch because I forgot about balloons. Yes. I also got a train cake because you have to do that. I also got matching outfits because you have to do that. So, yeah, it still was reasonable.
$500. $500.
But, you know, if you're going to go in.
So I say all of that to say for all you people out there who want to do, probably under $500. This is a freaking great idea, and it's fairly cheap.
It is.
It was
make a blog about it. So
yeah, it was
know
a fairly inexpensive party, and like it was a good. Like the kids had a good time. Even the older kids, they sat outside, making their s'mores and told stories to one another about like what was your most embarrassing thing that you've done. What was your first boyfriend? They were telling stories about being rejected, which is
hilarious
and super cute. So anyway, all of that to say, we had a really good Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I was really, really extremely nervous about it. It was freaking, it was a good time. I thought it was exactly what Jason would have.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, he would have enjoyed the time that we all spent together.
So, yeah, it was a really, really good time. And what else is a good time, okay, Ed, is that if you are looking to get something for a birthday, for anything else, a good place to look is Uncommon Goods.
Uncommon Goods.
So if you haven't finished your holiday shopping yet, don't panic. We've got a secret source for incredible original gifts, and that's Uncommon Goods. Uncommongoods.com has the absolute best gifts for everyone in your life. We're talking moms, dads, teens, in-laws, besties, your one and only, whoever in your life, they got you. And it's not stuff you can just find anywhere because they're uncommon. They have unique and creative gifts, often handmade by independent artists and makers. So skip the gifts that scream last minute and find something truly original at uncommongoods.com. So my bestie Tierra just bought a house. Shout out to home ownership.
Yes.
And it's her first house. And I don't watch this, Tierra, because if you haven't received it yet.
Oh, then don't watch it, Tierra.
I'm gonna ruin your surprise. But they had these really nice cutting boards, and you can put like words or something at the top. So I ordered her this really, really cute one, and it says Tierra and the date that she got her house.
That's cute.
And so it's so, so cute. I can't wait for her to get it. So surprise ruined if you're watching. But anyway, they have just really, really cute and original gift ideas.
Everything from pajamas to the cutting board, charcuterie boards, everything is there.
So if you're looking for products that are high quality, unique, and again, often handmade in the U.S., go to Uncommon Goods. They have the most meaningful, out of the ordinary gifts anywhere, from art and jewelry to kitchen, home, and bar. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $2.5 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/GJ.
GJ.
That's uncommongoods.com/GJ.
GJ.
For 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Period. Last thing I want to say, because we do a lot of uncommon things in this family too, is they want to know about the Capri Suns. Tammy, my sister-in-law Tammy, is like low-key a chef. Like she be cooking, okay?
Yes.
And she had, which I don't know, would you all talk about this beforehand?
No, she said she bought them a while ago. Like literally, I guess when we knew we were going to do Thanksgiving, she bought these Capri Sun pouches. They're like adult drink pouches. And so, you know me, I'm always down for a good time. And so she showed them to me and we're all in.
Yeah.
So we get, people were saying like, what's the recipe? Y'all, we made it up.
Tammy is really good about making stuff up. But you should put something together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I could tell y'all what we use, but like we went in her cabinet and we were like, ooh, this will go with this and this, and this will go with this and this and this.
Let's it was like mango, strawberry.
We had watermelon.
Okay.
That was probably Ciroc watermelon. With watermelon lemonade, okay. And a little grenadine. We mixed that in there. We had some Malibu rum because that's always, you
always
know,
a
good time.
We're rum
we had
girls.
Pineapple juice. And something else. I'll have to look it up. But we put those in the tube, put them in the freezer, let them get a little slushy because, you know, alcohol don't really freeze like that, so the drink does. And that's why it was strong. But
oh, my God.
But it get a little slushy. We passed it out. Everybody loved it. Had a great time.
I have videos that
they're
I won't
so
show, but I have videos of Mel, Tammy, and Monique after they drank those. Oh my gosh, they were lit.
Yes.
Okay, these drinks were so strong. I was like, y'all, I cannot indulge. They were so strong.
They were
but
good.
You should do another video and actually put like a recipe together people can do it.
Well, I still have so many pouches, so we're at, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll make more.
Yeah.
Come
make
on.
It, do a holiday version, Mel.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm telling
coming
you the things
soon.
To do, like the influencer
yes.
stuff.
Oh, yeah,
because okay,
I'm
good.
Influencer okay. here. Let's yeah. go.
yes, Def and sit, get the links for the pouches and all of that. And
yes,
stuff.
It's okay. in my Instagram story
okay.
today, right now. Amazon link.
So that was a good time. The pouches were a good time. Yes, the Forever 81, Tammy dedicated her. She has like a theater room upstairs, and it's like the Forever 81 lounge.
Yeah.
I think is what it's called. Mm-hmm. And so Isaiah got a necklace that says Forever 81. 81 is the year that Jason was born. He had like an 81 tattoo on his arm. Like he was all about 81. And so everyone as a way to honor him is Forever 81.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was Thanksgiving. We actually, like I said, it was a good time. The food was good.
What?
Jason was born in 80.
I was gonna
81,
say, wasn't it his football number?
It was his
number?
Football number.
I was just thinking that, like, wait, maybe I'm wrong.
Thank you, Kevin. Yes, he was. As soon as I saw it, I was like, yes, it was his football number.
It was
Sorry.
His football number.
It was his football number. Yeah, Kev just said it now. It was a football number. He was born in 80. 81 is his football number, and that was his tattoo.
Yes.
Okay. So that is that. The one other thing I wanted to talk about before we move on. So I ordered these shoes. Okay, I ordered they were expensive pair of shoes, low-key. I was like going back and forth about ordering, but I ordered them. I also ordered a shirt, part of the same order, okay? One mm-hmm. order, shirt, shoes. They came separately, but they're the same confirmation number.
Yeah.
The shirt came in. First of all, I paid too much money for the shirt that came in because it was nothing but a little regular Hanes cotton t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came in, I was like, you're going back. I am not the influencer that be like, I don't have time to send stuff back. No, I be sending stuff back, okay? All the time, every day, I have a bag in my car right now because I need to do returns, okay? Like, I send stuff back, period. So I sent the shirt back.
Mm-hmm.
The email that came to my phone about the refund was both for the shoes and the shirt.
Okay.
My question is, should I have told the company that they accidentally refunded my shoes, and they should have charged me? This is the ethical, moral question of the day.
In Jason's honor, no.
Mel told me, WWJD, what would Jason do?
Jason would have kept that and said, thank you very much, and moved on.
Cam, what are you doing?
I'll probably make more money off the loss anyway.
There you go.
Company, so I would say do it.
Yeah. Oh, and that's important. Thank you. It is a big company. Yeah. It is not a small business.
Okay.
They are not a black-owned business.
Okay.
I would do it. It wouldn't have been a question. Yeah, they wouldn't know. They are a big company. Low-key, they stuff be too expensive. That's why I sent that shirt back.
Hilarious.
And the shoes. And this is the thing. This is the other thing you need to know. I had already worn the shoes.
Oh.
Yeah, the shoes. I had already decided I was keeping the shoes.
Yes, yes.
I wore the shoes. Because the order came separate, I didn't get the shirt until like a week after I got the shoes. So the shoes was already, they was already broke in. So the answer is no.
Similar thing happened to me, and I was sent two of something, and I actually did the responsible thing and said, like, hey, you guys did this because it was the wrong size. And they were like, just keep them, we'll send you the right size. no extra charge. So like, and this was a small company. So who a big company doesn't care.
Who you gonna email? That them return emails, they be like, don't send us no email here because we don't even monitor this. Keep your, you should keep That's your true. 2 cents. So it's okay. So, or you know what you can do? Send an email to an email that you know won't respond. And then at least, at least you try.
Then I know at least I tried.
I reached out to y'all. Y'all got to check y'all
It
emails.
Bounced back because this was a non-responsive. Hey.
That's a win. A win is a win.
A win is a win. I don't care what you guys say. A win is a win. Ashley, I don't care what you say. A win is a win. Okay, anything else you want to add on Long Story Short?
No.
All right, let's go to Pop the Trunk. Melanie has one. This is the segment. You guys can submit your Pop the Trunks to us as well. I'll create an email that I don't have right now. But I'll submit an email. I'll create an email. And if you have a story where you want it to pop the trunk, we should read them and give our own take and input on them. So I'll create an email on that. Okay, go ahead.
So listen, okay. When we went to Houston for Thanksgiving, Greg and Kev were already doing things, so they were not here. So I flew with Melissa, Zay, and Joe, and then it's me and my children. Y'all know I have two, a six-year-old and a just-turned one-year-old. Okay. And it was a late flight.
It was a late flight.
And the good thing about late flights, they're going to go to sleep.
Right.
Both of them low key. So we get on the plane and the woman behind me.
I didn't know when I did that. It was going to restart the sound.
The woman behind me is like, ugh, I sure hope they're going to have earphones. I hate flying with kids. Mind you, it's the holiday time, and so the entire plane is filled with what? Families.
Yes.
Children, right? So I'm like, in my head, like, oh, girl, are you referring to me? Because I'm sitting right in front of her. But I know. And before you take off, lights are on. People are have to get settled. So my babies are up and, like, awake and whatever, right? But I know as soon as these lights dim, we all sleep.
Right.
But she over here like, ugh. She said, I hope they have earphones a good 3 or 4 times. The lady beside her is like, I'm sure they will.
Like, calm down. I'm sure they will. Just chill.
So she
just
got there huffing and puffing being, I'm here. I came here for business. And I'm just so exhausted. Like, being so dramatic. So I don't say anything because my babies are going to be asleep. And the thing that I want her and everyone else to know is that nobody hates flying with kids more than the parents of the kids, okay? Do you know how stressful we are knowing we have to take a flight with our children and children are unpredictable? And so you as the parent do everything that you can throughout the day, the night, whatever. You even try to plan the flight at nap time, late time, sleep time. Trying, you have a backpack full of snacks and toys and everything. You let them run around the airport until they are about to pass out. You do everything you can to make the flight bearable for you and for people beside you. You want to be considerate. So all of that be like on my nerves because, girl, we're trying, okay? Kids are unpredictable and that's just what it is. So anyway, my pop the trunk is if you fly in with kids, just know the parents hate it more than you. You will never be able to hate it more than them. And they have done everything that they can do to try to make your flight and their flight good.
Yes.
On top of that, if it is so bad, if you cannot take it, then get your own damn plane.
Listen, the woman was talking about, I wasn't sitting next to Mel. She told me after, but then she wouldn't point the woman out enough for me to approach her.
She also didn't come to the baggage claim. Because I was looking, but she also didn't come.
By the time we got off the plane and Mel told me, I told Greg, because I was like, at this point, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. It could be what it's going to be. So we can have a conversation about it. Because this is the thing. If you're on business.
Yes.
This is my business flight. Why didn't they put you in business class?
Amen.
That's first of all. Second of all, why aren't you on a private plane since you got so much things you need and can no. If you can't control nothing, shut up.
Shut up.
Sit here and shut up. And in the event that you do have children on your flight, you know what you could have did? Prepare yourself and brought earphones for your own self.
For yourself.
For your own self. That's what you could have done. Don't get on this flight being rude when we can't control it either. And to the point of all parents, even the parent that has the bad child on the flight you've been on, and the child was just running amok, know that they wish their child would have shut
up,
too.
They do.
They were stressed out, too.
And there was a family, a couple seats in front of us, and their kid was on 10. I felt bad. I felt bad for
that, too.
That man must have walked his baby up and down that aisle 30 times.
It's a tight, cramped space. Like, you know good and well, I'm annoyed too. Yes. And embarrassed and hot and sweating.
Yes.
I want my child to shut up.
So stressful.
But child, with a one-year-old, what you gonna do?
Yes.
Because if I pop her, what's gonna happen? Someone gonna call the police and the plane gonna land and we gonna have to get off the plane and be escorted out like Odell Beckham.
Hello.
Like, shut up. Don't get flight acting a donkey.
Or get your own damn plane.
If you're flying without headphones, why are you doing that?
Why are you doing
Seriously?
That?
Seriously.
Why are you doing that?
If you can pay for a flight, you can pay for a private.
Get your own noise-canceling headphones, Miss Mamas. Y'all seen that man on Instagram? Miss Mamas. Get your own headphones and shut up. And I wish I wanted her, because at this point, like I said, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and I just want to let you know to shut up next time, okay? Do that with us. Anything else on Pop the Trend?
No, man.
All right. Black Twitter trends. Which one you want to do first?
Okay, so listen. Let's do mine first.
Okay.
So here's the thing. I am a college graduate. I went to the number one HBCU in the country.
Period.
Spelman College. Okay,
period.
You see it. However, sometimes there are words that, like, I can't spell.
There are lots of words
and
that I can't spell.
I try. But, like, they just be messing you up, right? Like, they sound like they got more double letters, or one double letter seems like it's like in the wrong place. So I put together a list of words.
Am I about to spell it?
That you about to spell?
Ooh, girl, don't embarrass me on these people's TV. Okay, I want you guys to know that spelling, okay, being a good speller is actually a function of memory, okay?
Yes.
I have a terrible memory. I'm just throwing that out there right now.
Yes.
I be looking like, these are the letters, you figure out the order.
Yes.
These are the letters, you figure out the order. That's how I spell.
Yes. Yes. And shout out to Tahir, wording is hard.
Okay.
This is Gin and Juice is really, or wording is hard on Gin and Juice.
I also am a college graduate.
Okay, you ready?
But college low-key be tripping me up.
So we gonna start with the one that you told me. I asked Liz, like, oh, what's your, like, word? So we'll start with that one, but then I have others.
It was broccoli.
Okay, how you spell broccoli?
B-R-O.
Uh-huh.
C-C-O-L-I or L-L-I.
See, that's the problem. You don't know. Which one is the double? You said it right, though.
B-R-O-C-C-O-L-I.
Yes.
Okay.
It's only one L and one I, but it's two C's.
Okay, got it.
Okay, you ready? Spell necessary.
Ooh, child. Okay, N-E-C. I gotta look at it.
If you look at it, that's cheating.
N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y.
You cheated.
Yeah, I can't.
It came
okay.
up.
I couldn't remember if it was two C's or two S's.
You
were. N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y.
N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, vacuum.
I'm out. V-A-C-C-U-U-M.
Two C's and two U's.
Is it two C's?
No, girl.
V-A-C-C-U-M. V-A-C-U-U-M. V-A-C-C-U-M. Final answer.
Two C's, one U?
Two C's, one U.
No, it's one C, two U's.
Because what words have two U's? That's dumb.
I know. Okay, zucchini.
I'm out.
Come on.
There's a Z, there's a U, C-H-I-N-N-I. I don't know.
Yeah, you think it's two N's. It's two C's.
Someone spelled it right.
Okay, wait, last one. Rhythm.
I'm out. R-H-Y-T-H-M.
That was it.
Ah!
I always get the Y and the H confused.
R-H-Y.
It's like, I be thinking Rihanna is R-H-I for some reason, but it's R-I-H.
So no, rhythm. Rihanna is R-H-I. No, it's R-I-H. Yeah. She spells it wrong, though. Isn't Rihanna normally with the H after?
I've never heard of Rihanna.
Actually,
until
I don't
Rihanna.
Know another Rihanna.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
I always think rhythm, there's the Y is after the R.
R-H.
But it's R-H-Y.
R-H-Y-T-H-M. Okay, I spelled that one right.
Okay, wait, one more just for good measure. What about charcuterie?
Oh, we just did this.
Yes, we did.
C-H-A-R. C-U-T-E-R-I-E.
That's it.
Oh!
That's it.
If y'all, I should have made y'all put it in here.
Because it was
Don't
cute.
Look it up.
Someone put it in there. Charcuterie. See? Okay. Yeah, because it's cute, right? It's char-cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I remembered the last time.
Char-cute. And then R-I-E.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, good.
Okay,
times.
Very good. That's hilarious.
Your other Black Twitter trend.
My other Black Twitter trend is this. It's a little bit late now, but did you guys see that Blair Underwood is engaged to his friend of 41 years after a year of being divorced or something like that? Hold on, let me get the
right
story.
They got divorced last year.
He got divorced. What happened to it? Oh, here it is. Okay. So, the LA star Blair Underwood announced that he's engaged to his friend of 41 years, Josie Hart, in a recent Instagram post. Then they shared the Instagram post. The Emmy Award winner split from his ex-wife after 27 years of marriage only in 2021. What that math tells me is he was friends with the girl prior to his marriage, but also during his marriage.
Yep.
He's only been divorced for about a year because we're talking 2021. I don't know in what month in 2021, but a year or so he's been divorced, and now he is engaged to be married to his friend. We had this conversation over Thanksgiving dinner.
Did.
Can men and women be friends?
Men and women can be friends. Women can't be friends with my man.
Okay.
Everyone else, y'all can mind. Y'all do what y'all want to do.
That's hilarious.
Okay. Y'all can't be friends with my husband.
So I found this dude on on Twitter. His name is Ash something. He's hysterical. I literally just started following him, and his post actually made it on the Shade Room, which I didn't know. Mm. But his post says, "This Blair Underwood story is making me crack up because I know for a fact at least one or two of my exes was side-eyeing me for marrying the girl best friend I told them not to worry about."
Mm.
One of my exes actually commented, finally, under our picture on Instagram because she knew. Mind you, he's very clear. He wasn't cheating. Okay, at all on any of his girlfriends. And there was actually, I want to say, like 10-year gap. This is only a year. He had like a 10-year gap. Mm-hmm. So I don't want y'all, you know, don't prance on him, okay? Pounce on him. But I think he said there was about a 10-year gap between the time that he was finished dating one of the exes and the time he got with his now current wife. But it, to me, it does beckon the question. Is that the word, beckon?
Or
the
beg.
Question. Begging, okay. Can men and women be friends? Can there be strictly platonic friends? No chemistry, no nothing. When stuff like this happens, it makes me question the whole situation. Cam, you're the only man in the room. What is your take?
I think they can be if you're honest with your intentions. I think people have a lack of self-awareness, and they'll find themselves in situations being, oh, I didn't know this person was flirting with me. I think there's a lot of people like that, and then that causes other people to say, like, oh, you didn't understand what this woman was talking to you about or the way she was acting towards you, and so-and-so didn't pick up on it, and now he's in a hot situation. I think that happens a lot, and that leads to, like, okay, we can't have you have female friends because you don't seem to pick up on people's cues when they're flirting with you and that.
Got it.
I think that happens a lot.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
I just have does this part matter? Can men and women be friends if one or both are in relationships?
I think that part matters.
Yeah, I think it matters.
So if one of the friends is single, then you think it compromises the potential friendship?
I think so. I also think
because they both one party doesn't have something to lose.
Somebody doesn't have something to lose, but also when you are single, you don't have someone occupying majority of your time. And so you may be more likely to hit up your best friend.
Sure.
And then their partner feels away because they should be occupying each other's time. But because you so free and you ain't got nothing else better to do, now you hitting up my man, but I'm hitting up my man. And if he gonna answer your call and not answer mine, or he out with you one day and not out with me, now everybody gotta be set on fire. Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem, right? Is that the best friend, which we were talking about at the dinner, is that the best friend could be occupying a space
yep.
that compromises the romantic relationship, yes. and that's how you get replaced.
Yeah,
I tell Kev this all the time. Something happened to me, you know, God forbid. Kevin is the type that has to be with someone. He will probably get married. I'm okay with that. Okay, if it's somebody that
Wait,
I know.
What did you just say? Say, running back what you just said.
If something were to happen to me, uh-huh. and Kevin, he's the type that would have to get remarried.
Oh,
I'm okay with that. It just can't be with
I'm
some.
Not.
Well, listen, I'm saying because we're making the point, but in real life, I'm not. But you know,
but keep going, keep going.
This is the thing: if something happened to me for real and I'm able to control it, the very last thing I'm gonna say on my Instagram is, "I want Kev to not get married." So if he does, all of y'all are just able to be like, first of all,
Troll
that wasn't her
forever.
Wish. That wasn't her Troll. Wish. But all of that to say, it can't be somebody I know. Because in my mind, if it's somebody I know, you already liked that girl beforehand. She already liked you beforehand. That means y'all was liking each other while we was married, and I'm not okay with that.
Oh, girl, absolutely.
And
not.
That's why I have problems with the Blair Underwood story. You was playing Whistler Craze song, I Could Play the Background. You remember that song? Oh, anyway. you was playing the background until you could come to the foreground.
Oh, child.
How that's you was the best friend for 41 years.
Yep.
He was married, and as soon, you mean tell me in 12 months, y'all went from friendship to romanticship?
Mm. Y'all, there was already, there. Y'all wanted to explore. Even if you hadn't explored,
yes.
y'all wanted to yes. explore. And even if you want to explore something else, in the midst of maybe some issues you have with your partner, you gonna make it, you make me want to lead the one
but
I'm with.
Start a new relationship with you. This is what you do.
Yes, that's exactly sick of the ordinary. You see it. It's,
yes.
It's make me want to usher. That's it, what it
definitely
is.
Definitely you make, like that is literally, yes, that is what that is.
Yes.
And I have a problem with it. And that's why I be having troubles with men and women friendships.
I
be say we say that all the time, like we're not, me and Mel, we literally be talking like we be weird sometimes about
yes.
those type of relationships
yes.
because it's just I don't know. And I'm not even saying I trust my sister. I trust me. I trust her husband. She trusts my husband. But it still be like, just don't be like that, though. Maybe don't, though.
Maybe don't.
Just don't even put yourself in that type of, like, compromising position because.
Yeah. Well, and when we were talking about it.
That's Camilla.
Camilla.
I've been watching The Crown.
Oh, I haven't started it.
This is just not that good.
Oh.
I got to watch it again.
One of the things that came up when we were talking about it over Thanksgiving, a family member of ours said that her partner asked her to do something and she couldn't.
Yep.
And she said she couldn't. And so he hit up his best friend.
Yep.
And the best friend could do what the girlfriend
could not do.
And so now she feel, oh, so anytime I can't do something, you're going to hit this person up. And to your point, now are they become the person you call. If they become so dependable and I can't for whatever reason, it don't even have to be no BS reason. Maybe yeah. it's legit. Like, I got other stuff to do. I just can't right now or whatever that situation is. And now you're becoming reliant on this other person. And that becomes a thing.
Yeah.
Right? And now everybody got to be set on fire.
You're right. It wasn't Camilla. Camilla was, she was just the side chick the whole time. But I agree with that. And that be the problem is friends. I don't care about friends. But title of best friend, it just is a level of connection.
Yeah, yeah.
That I be having trouble with. And so you're all going to be best friends. And especially in this example we were talking, that you call the best friend over me or they're occupying a space that I should. If I can't come pick you up, call your daddy, call your mama,
hello,
I don't know
Uber.
Who you, or Uber girl, I don't know what to tell
yes.
you, but you need to call a stranger. You can't call your best friend.
Yeah,
because now y'all kiki and having a good time and I wasn't there. No, I'm sorry, that's not gonna work for me.
And
ever.
I think there's so I like 90 Day Fiance and one of the couples on there, well, it's like 90 Day, one of the spinoffs, because there's a lot of spinoffs. There is a couple who were together. And they were together for years, and now that they are broken up, they just have a really. She has a daughter, which is not the
nope,
man's
exes
daughter,
can't be friends either.
But well, they now call each other best friends, and he has been in the daughter's life for so long that he like has stepped in as the father figure, and so they are both single, and they have this very, very close friendship. They do not do anything per the show, but they have a very, he spends a lot of time over there, whether it's for the daughter or literally because they be hanging out. And so she got a man. And
he had issues, and
he had issues, and she was like, this is my best friend, like, whatever, he's been around, blah blah blah, whatever. And so when she brought it to her best friend on some, like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to break up with this man, he was like, actually, this has been a complaint from some of my girlfriends as well, and I haven't known how to tell you that out of respect for our partners, and if we truly want to develop relationships with other people, mm-hmm. we have to stop allowing each other to occupy so much of each other's space. We have to leave some of that for this person who is trying to enter our lives and be there for us, and whether that's emotional 100%. Or just hang out or whatever that is, we have to leave space for them to do that. But if I am allowing you to continue to occupy that space, there's
then
no
what
more
you
space
need a
left.
Girlfriend for
exactly.
What you need a boyfriend for, you got to do it with your best friend, you choose wrong.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, is your best friend low-key occupies the space of a partner,
yeah,
outside of y'all say we ain't doing nothing, but you're emotionally, you're tied, you're
yeah,
connected, so where do
is.
I even fit in?
Yeah.
And that's why, to be honest, if you're friends with your ex, that gotta stop too. I don't care. You can't be friends with your ex. That's too intimate of a bond and a relationship for you. If neither one of y'all have a partner, fine, but this is the other thing, the friend gonna have entitlement.
Yep.
You gonna choose your new boy girlfriend over me? I've been your friend for how long?
I've been in both situations.
And what happened? Tell me.
I mean, you have to cut the so-called friendship off.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because you're committing feelings and emotions towards someone who's not supposed to be getting certain feelings and emotions.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that it's hard because, you know, in the beginning of a romantic relationship, it's like, well, girl, I just met you. That's been my girl forever. But at some point, you know, it's got to rebalance.
Well, and the friend should understand that as well.
You have to have that conversation.
If they want such a relationship, they should understand that that's kind of how the way things go.
Yes.
Like, I haven't cut the people off entirely. I'll maybe wish them a happy birthday every so often, check in every 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
But simple stuff like that. It's not like, hey, let's go hang out, or hey, let's go do this.
Yeah, that's not occupying a lot of space.
Yeah.
The other thing is, sometimes I'm going to speak on behalf of me. I won't speak on other people. I am petty, right? Actually, it's not even me, because I didn't do this. When you have friends to the point of entitlement, when you have friends, right, I'm trying to do this nicely. Greg grew up in a place in which everybody he grew up with, he has known them
for a long time.
Okay, mm-hmm. So like back to like elementary school, and now he is 35 plus, and they are still like, he knows these same people when he goes to town, like whatever. Early on in our dating years, he had a friend who was like, she'd like to say stuff like,
see, I'm out.
I've been knowing him since he was three.
That's that entitlement that I'm not here for.
We've been doing whatever.
That's that entitlement I'm not here for.
And then she liked to do stuff like, remember that time?
Absolute. All your memories are erased.
One time before you was around, you know, me and Greg.
See, that's that petty. That's what I don't like. And this is why you got to go.
Right.
And this is why you can't be friends, because what she's trying to do is pull rank.
And she's trying to pull rank, right? I will set you on fire.
No, the entire house.
Everybody got to go, right? And so what happens when you allow, like, friends who do be having feelings or are trying, or just be petty.
No, even if you don't
like
have petty, they're just pulling rank.
Show,
yeah,
like,
you gotta go.
How long they've been around,
so
and I'll be like, girl.
This is why your memory has to start with the moment you met me. All the memories from before.
Exactly.
Cast them in the sea of forgetfulness with Jesus.
He don't even remember the story you're talking about, girl.
So what you mean? What happened? I was there.
He wasn't there.
I didn't even remember that.
Wrong story.
How could I have been there? I didn't start dating until when we started dating. That's when I started dating. It's so weird. I went on a date.
That's when I was born. When he met Mel is when he was born. That's when his memory starts.
That's so weird. But
that's
what. I have no recollection.
That's what happens. And you don't ever, right, want to put your partner in a position
100%.
Where they feel like somebody else is pulling rank or like having something over them, right? Because then everybody got to be sounding fine. Hey, ain't no stories, ain't no memories. Girl, we not reminiscent.
No, there's no, anytime.
And that's what you can't do.
You feel the need to reminisce on old times, and I wasn't part of the old times. Cast that into the sea of forgetfulness. We don't remember none of that. And when I say we, I mean together we. If I don't have the memory, you don't have the memory.
You don't either.
That don't work for me. Not now, not ever, not in this lifetime or the next. Amen. My answer is always and forever, no.
Thank you for your time. No.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much.
So we're aligned here.
our tequila sister would actually disagree.
She would.
Nick would disagree.
That's true.
Yeah, she would. But we're aligned. Okay. Good. We're doing great on time. Is that the only Black Twitter trend? Something just came to my mind that I wanted to say, and I cannot remember what it is. It's okay.
Okay. Yeah, that was the last one. So now we was going to go to Mel Takes TV.
Okay.
T. Love is Blind has went crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
So to catch y'all up, if y'all missed it, low-key, you missed it because now everything has been pulled down off the internet.
Has it?
Yes.
It's because that lawsuit. What's the lawsuit about?
So listen, if y'all don't know, after the show, right, it's going to be the fast version. After the show, who stays together? Who breaks up and then gets back together? SK and
Raven,
right? And they doing the whole bi-coastal thing because she in, where's she at? In Texas, and he is in Cali.
In Cali.
Whatever. And they going to do long distance, and it's all good. It was a surprise for everybody, blah, 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 whatever, right? And so I still believed that they wasn't going to last. I just didn't expect it to be because he was cheating.
So this is the thing. Clearly, there is some sort of like bias, okay, that I feel like collectively the watchers of Love is Blind had against Raven. Mm-hmm. I haven't quite figured out what that is. I'm like literally checking myself about that.
That people don't like her?
No. That the way things played out is the exact opposite of the way that you imagined.
Oh, yeah.
But Raven didn't give us a reason to believe that.
Well, no, I think her attitude.
What attitude? She in the beginning, but
she was doing jumping jacks when homeboy was talking to her.
Okay, but when she went to SK, she was low key almost all in from jump.
I don't know.
Because when they were in the pool and old dude was trying to talk and she was like, "What are we finna talk about? I'm not really into you because I'm with him."
Yeah, but I think her, you know what it is, and this probably is unfair. I think she displayed a lot of apprehension, and not bad apprehension. It just, in contrast to everyone else on the show who like fell face in, like all in, face forward, I love you so much. She was actually pretty normal and like, I don't know you, nigga. Like, back up. And so I think that, in contrast to everyone else on the show, made me feel like you don't even really like him. You just like needed somebody to pick. But I could be wrong. But anyway, go ahead.
Whole point is that the fact that she was like fully, her TikToks come up on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. I mean, on my TikTok sometimes. Like, she was like, go on this show, find your husband. Like, she was
in.
Like, she liked him for real.
Okay.
She was like, not me. I found one, and it was like, it was a picture of him, and he was looking away, and she was like, that's my sexy Nigerian man looking at me like that. Like, she would like this dude.
I don't believe it.
I thought she would have.
I still don't believe it, but.
You don't?
No.
Okay, keep going. Finish telling the story, though.
Okay, so SK was cheating, right? So what happened? Somebody on TikTok, okay. Actually, it was like, it started popping up in a few places. People was like finding these videos and reposting them. So it took a little while to figure out like, who is the girl? But basically, she was like, we've been together.
Period.
For a long time. Had all the receipts for trips that they were taking before the show, low-key after the show, like, whatever, to the point. Homegirl was like, I was looking in his phone. I think they were in Mexico or somewhere. And she said she saw fiance and she asked him about it. And he was like, oh, it's for a show. Like, it's nothing serious, whatever. And she was like, well, I want to meet the girl.
Yeah.
Like, let prove to me that this ain't really nothing. But she never.
I don't think she ever did.
Her. And he continues on like,
she said Ibiza.
Huh? Oh, there. Okay. Mm-hmm. And she continues on, or he continues on, like, whatever. It's just for a TV show that I did, whatever. He downplaying the whole thing. Meanwhile, to the Love is Blind fans, we think that there is a love connection.
Child.
And so, at first, Raven posted, what'd she say? At first, she posted,
She believed him, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. Oh, shoot. At first, she posted, like, that's my man. She said, rumors are rumors and we're fine. That's my man and I'm sticking beside him. That's what she first posted when the videos were first surfacing.
You seen that, what's John Legend, Chrissy Teigen meme?
Yes, yes, yes. And then more videos start to surface. And then that's when the receipts
yeah,
hit.
Yeah.
That's when it was like, oh, here's like a picture of us together.
Why would he put her in a position to like double down on her belief in him? And he knew good and well he was doing good.
And then she ends up posting, and she says they're not together. They're like, we're broken up yeah. now. And
she did a they did of, a joint post.
Yeah, but then he
or
posted,
was it joint? Was it just hers?
But then he just posted.
Oh,
yes.
What do you mean just like today?
So I took the screenshot. Oh, I guess on Friday, and this was the Thursday, so Thanksgiving, I guess. And he says, dear Love is Blind family, Raven and I left the Love is Blind altar as single individuals who went back to dating other people. While our journey back together hasn't been straightforward, the unique emotional connection we developed from this experiment kept us together as friends and helped rekindle our relationship after the
friends.
Fact. These allegations have been falsely misrepresented with malicious intent to extort, and we are actively pursuing legal actions against the accuser. I am deeply sorry
for the
pain this has caused Raven, my family, and everyone involved. Raven and I will continue to support each other and wish nothing but love. Happy Thanksgiving. So that was on Thanksgiving. And that is the most information that I have been able to gather from the dang on lawsuit, because that was my question. Who filed the lawsuit? And it sounds like him, because he feels like she's trying to extort him.
Wait a minute. Say it again.
All of it.
That sounds like, okay, this is what I gathered from that. Okay.
Okay.
What I gathered from what you just read is we said no to each other. I said no to her at the altar. Low key, during that time, separated. Maybe I did dibble and dabble because he said it wasn't straightforward.
Uh-huh.
And then when we reconnected, sound like he didn't do his job of cutting off the dibble and dabbling.
Uh-huh.
And now old girl of the dibble and dabble is extorting?
Oh, yes. I agree with what you're saying. Extortion feels like a lot.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. How much money you got?
SK, why she gonna extort you?
What? And for how? Like, drop the real thing. What is she extorting you for?
You got some money?
She got some money that we don't know about? She trying to get you for your coins?
I don't understand that part. Also, did Mama SK know about this girl? Because why she was acting all in love with Raven and all at the stuff?
Did he have us all fooled and his mama?
I got questions. We need to.
Mama was sad.
Did you know?
Mama SK was sad.
I agree. So because she probably knew he about to go back to old girl. I got questions.
No, girl. Locks. SK is not stage crew. SK is that man's name.
SK is his name off of Love is Blind. Y'all, you got to go.
That Netflix money is not real money for these reality shows.
Oh, girl, no.
They are pennies in comparison to the amount of time that you spend doing this. Reality TV show money is not real, y'all.
No.
And especially for these one-hit wonder type shows, if you're doing like a 90-day fiance, first couple season you ain't get no money, but by the time it's popular, which is usually around that third season or so, that's you gonna get some money. But these, you just doing one season,
yeah, but they're not even the who would get the money.
That's what I'm saying.
Nick and Vanessa Lachey, it wouldn't be.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Oh, okay. I'm saying if those people got like a spinoff show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Even then, yeah, you're not really going to see the good money until the show is a hit. That's
right.
Third, fourth season or so. I only know that because, you know, they approached us a couple times. They told us straight up, them first couple seasons.
No money. Good luck.
Don't quit your job now.
You got it.
keep your job till we know this is a thing for sure.
But child, that is, SK is a mess, and I tried to Google the lawsuit, right? Because
it would be public record.
It should be, but I couldn't find it.
You looked his name up?
Yes, and his name is a Nigerian name, so I'm like, okay, so it should be uncommon.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find none of the paperwork. So I need somebody better than me. You gotta be really good, because I'm pretty good. If you are better than me at researching, hit my DM so we can like get on this and figure out the lawsuit.
We need to figure it out. Nah, Tia, that it's not real money, girl. Tia, I'm trying to tell you.
You would be mad.
You would be mad. For the amount of work and like commitment and the it's very intrusive on your life when you consider all that. And actually, somebody I know a couple years ago got approached to do a reality show. Mm-hmm. And we had our lawyer review it, and he's like, girl, don't. It's not worth it. Especially if you're trying to really be a brand later on in life. It's not worth it, girl. It's not.
Unless you're, never mind.
It's not real. Okay, anything else on them?
That's it?
Yeah. Oh! Child, that's perfection.
Yes. Are we going to do a gin and juice advice question?
Oh, send in your questions.
You know what? Kat, when she sent that list.
Oh, she did.
There was one. We did the sister one.
Oh, let me tell this story about daddy then while you look it up.
Okay.
Did I send it to you?
What?
The questions you finna look up?
Kat, I think I was on the email from Kat.
Okay. So my dad called me on one of these days since we've been on break. I'm not going to lie to you and try to remember the exact day. And he had just watched our last, or I guess the one before last episode of Gin and Juice. And this man was proud as a peacock. You hear me? He was a father. He was called and was just like, you guys are so good. I love y'all so much. And, you know, I know they say this, but I feel like y'all could do anything. Y'all could be the president. And I mean this legitimately. Like, my dad literally said this. You and Mel, and I see her confidence raising and your confidence raising. And you're not the little girl that was. You're a different person now. Hello. This confidence, he was so proud.
That's sweet.
And I was telling, it was the sweet. I said, Daddy, I'm so happy you called me. It was very, very, very sweet. And I say all of that. I literally talked today for like probably 45 minutes to an hour of him just like giving us all these like praises and accolades, and it was really, really sweet. And I told Mel, I said, we have to do better about praising our kids in this way. He was so proud. Like, he watches this faithfully.
Yeah, he do.
And was just like, I wouldn't watch if it was boring. I wouldn't watch it, but y'all are so engaging and funny, and y'all just be talking. Y'all just talk about anything, but I be watching, I be laughing, it be such a good time. And y'all just need y'all to know, I'm not gonna say who he said, but some of these television people, they're not doing what they should be doing.
Hilarious.
It's not what they should be doing. Y'all are doing what y'all should be doing. It was so sweet, and I just it encouraged me to like praise your kid in that way.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Give your kids, you know, I'm 39 years old, and to hear it, I was still like, oh, thank you, Daddy. Mm-hmm. That's so nice. I'm so happy you called me. Thank you so much. It was just really, really sweet. So just make sure y'all do that to y'all kids,
because
it raised my little spirits even at 39 years old.
Okay, so question that was that Kat had sent over that I think we could give and then get out of here.
Okay.
What lessons do you think that entrepreneurship has taught you that you know for sure that your traditional jobs would have never given or taught you?
Ooh, that's good. That is a good question.
Right?
What lessons has entrepreneurship? Do you want to go?
I can, because I'm still very early and I don't even know if I'm entrepreneur yet. One of the things that like is really interesting about not having a job is what I'll say is when you have a traditional job, things come to your email, right? Like, I don't have to do anything. Somebody's going to want something from me. Sure. And I then have to deliver on that thing. And that's it. When you are your job, you have to make people come to your inbox, right? Like you have had to do something people then want to come to you for, and that is really hard, but also very driving. Mm-hmm. Like it makes me, because I just naturally refresh my email all day, right? Yeah. I'm just like, oh, anything. And then when it's like hours of nothing, you be like, oh, well, have you done anything today that would make somebody need to get at you, contact you, reach out to you? And so I'm like, actually, no. So like, is there a video I can post? Is there like a thing I could be creating or doing or posting? Like, what is a thing that I could do that would make people come to me? Versus when you have a traditional job, you ain't literally don't have to do anything. And people are like, yo, I need that thing from you that you're supposed to do, because that's a part of your job description. So like, ooh, do it.
Yeah.
So that is a lesson for sure that I am still learning every day and having to remind myself of every day.
Yeah, I think it would be that, and realizing that all the jobs are your job description. Mm. And sometimes that can be very frustrating, to be honest, because it can feel overwhelming that you do things or try to put people in place, and then you realize, oh, that's not exactly how I want it, so I have to do it myself. Mm. And that can be frustrating because you feel like, you at a traditional job, you have a job description, mm-hmm. and there's a flow chart, and there's somebody upstream from you and there's somebody downstream from you, and you're responsible for your box, and then you move it downstream to someone else and you receive it from someone upstream from you, and then you put your little thing and then you move it. On this, it's like you're the whole stream.
You're upstream, downstream, middle stream.
The whole stream is you. And so that, it's overwhelming for me because I find myself, I was literally just telling Kevin this, like literally last night, that I find myself with all of these very much competing priorities. I actually thought about putting this in here. I think I am. Add this to the docket. I don't know. I'm not gonna make it long, but it's something we can talk about. If you have a teenage child that's still in high school, and specifically in that like 10th, 11th, 12th grade range, mm-hmm. the anxiety of them leaving the house is something that is like really weighing on me a lot these days. Mm-hmm. Like a lot. It's like, oh my God, you're going to leave. Like, did I do a good job? What have I instilled in you? Are you ready to be an adult? Are you, you're going to have roommates. What are they going to think of you and your cleanliness? And am I doing too much? Do you guys even have chores? Do I do all of the chores? Like all of this is going through my mind all of the time. So that's a priority. Being with my kids and cooking. And last night we played a game and I cooked dinner and you know, all of these things. Those are priorities for me right now in my life. And then I need to make videos. Mm-hmm. So like even this morning, I had this idea to make this video and I ended up talking to Danny because that was really important in that moment.
Yeah.
And so it's like, how do I find the time to wear all of the hats that the stream requires me to wear?
Yeah.
And also balance the things that are important to me that aren't connected to the entrepreneurial business side.
Yeah.
I find that very difficult to, I don't want to say balance because I really don't believe in balance, but I do find it hard to juggle.
Yeah.
Like I literally find it very difficult to juggle. And so, yeah, that's one of the things that it taught me I'm learning. It hasn't taught me nothing, John, because I'm still learning. But I feel like when I worked a traditional job, when I clocked out,
you off.
I never had a job where I had a cell phone that went with me. Oh. I didn't have a laptop that I brought home. So someone said earlier, the Men in Black, erase your memory. Don't call me. I don't know you. Everyone, forget Melissa Fredericks exists
until
tomorrow when I clock in at 9, and you guys will know me from 9 until 5. And at 5:01, you no longer know who I am. Yeah. I do not exist. I don't know. I don't even exchange really phone numbers with coworkers like that. Like, I'm just not that person. It was toward the end of my tenure that I probably have like 3
hilarious
phone numbers, maybe 4 actually. But everybody else, I will see you in the street after we just spent 8 hours and be like, I don't know who you are. Why would you say hi to me? I know you
at the building only. And so this is not that.
Yeah.
I have to be Miss Kev on stage. I have to create. I have to be doing these things. And I struggle with, you know, everyone's talking, you know, you don't have to create content. You have to be the content. I don't want to be the content. I don't always want to be the content. I don't want to. Sometimes I just want to be. I just want to be me. I just want to cook dinner and then go away. I don't want to make like, oh, look at me. I made this and let me show you. I don't want to always do that. So, yeah, that's what entrepreneurship has shed light on. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it is a struggle. It is a current struggle for me. Anything else? They asked, are you doing with the Florida?
Oh, yes. Y'all didn't send me some, too. Me and Liz were talking about a segment of just the stuff that y'all send me, because y'all be sending me stuff and I be cracking up.
Yeah.
Whether it's with the Florida or everybody sent me the Love is Blind stuff. Y'all be here for it. Okay, so let's pick a date.
January 8th.
January 8th.
Because we've been on here for an hour and 8 minutes.
Man. Okay. The January 8th, 2019, Florida man says three syringes found in his rectum are not his.
Well, Mr. Rectum Man, how did they get there?
He says that the three syringes that were removed during a strip search at the jail actually don't belong to him. I have so many questions.
The first of which is,
how did you fit three up your butt?
And if, okay, so let's presume that they didn't start off as yours. The moment they entered your rectum, they are. They're now yours. they're now yours.
They're actually yours. Three feels like a lot.
That, in a place that normally shoots stuff out.
Down? You got three?
Three up.
And how did they pull it out?
I want
to talk to the deputies that pulled it out of the rectum. I got questions.
How did they even know how they were up there? Did he experience pain? And he was like, hey, y'all, like something.
Well, because he said a strip search, so that means they were.
Oh, they were already.
So they go in your butt when you're
because they're looking for
a
counterfeit.
In prison? Was it in prison?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was jail.
100% they do that.
They make you bend over and like spread them.
Because people
like
try to smuggle drugs in and all that kind of stuff that way.
Oh, so you just got found on the wrong day. You had just put him in there and didn't think it was going to be a strip search.
Was in the syringes? Were they empty? Were they full?
Oh, hold on. It says that, first off, he was arrested on a drug charge.
Yeah, contraband is the word I was looking for. I said counterfeit, but it was contraband.
It doesn't say specifically, but I'm going to imagine it probably had drugs in there.
No, 100. Like, what else are you going to put in a syringe?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no. What would you want to put in a syringe outside of drugs?
The other thing is
medicine.
I would love to talk to these people. Like, if there was a way to like find him and be like, "Hey, could you like be on our segment?" And we just want to understand the story. Like, I actually want to like, what was the day like on the day? Okay, what time did you wake up? Did you have breakfast? Did you have to like clear your system? Did you eat like something that would detox it before?
Was the goal to put three, or were there more? But
was the goal five?
Yeah, but you ran out of space. Also,
what do you lube it?
I have a lot of questions.
And then I want to know, okay, so once they're like, surprise, strip search, what panic are you in?
Yes.
And then did you think that maybe you could remove it first?
Yourself? What was his plan after putting, he knew he was going to jail.
Because the idea of saying, oh, that's not my, well, we know that was a bad plan. So what went through your mind? Like, what were your options?
This
okay.
is a lot.
Were you the first cell that they went to? Because if not, that means you had time.
If he is being processed into jail,
he's not even been there. Is this
he
him
was
going?
Just sitting
oh, he was
the
being
process.
Processed.
He was processed.
That's what I'm saying. Smuggling something in sounds like the idea there. Trying to get something into prison.
So so then I got another question. Was your day, your idea, your goal that day was to go to jail?
Well, not goal.
If he was trying to smuggle the syringes.
This is why we got to just read the headline and then speculate and move on. Because after you start trying to make sense of it, what the lesson here is, and I see you who in the comments talking about you guys wrong for picking on Florida. Florida picks on Florida. There's no way I should Google a date in Florida, man, and this is the headline, the first headline that comes up. I didn't do it. If you from Florida, get your people. It's not us. What and, the Florida?
And I, from my understanding, it's not the whole state. It's just like that one little portion that should like.
I don't put a specific city. I say Florida,
but I'm sure it's all from
the
same
area. Because
they
have a law that allows them to print. I think they requires them to report every single police happening, and that's why the tabloids pick up on
something.
One day I'll put another state. Until then, what the Florida? Get your people.
Hilarious. Thank you guys so much for joining us for this edition of Gin and Juice. Daddy, we hope you enjoyed today. That's how my daddy said. Girl, I really enjoyed today. I did enjoy today. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.